time. Bye-bye.
Station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Hidden City Records presents Data Plan, Summering, and Aura Kogan live in the Planetarium, October 22nd, an evening of incredible psychedelic art rock and psych folk featuring large-scale celestial projections choreographed by guest video artists Matt Crisco, Jared Brandle, Mohammed Ali Sharar, and Colin Elder, located at H.R. McMillan Space Center. Tickets available at eventbrite.ca, Zulu, Red Cat, and Dandelion Records. Doors at 8.
Architecture provide new tools of political analysis intervention? This question is central to the work of Ayel Weitzman, Israeli architect and scholar. Join the Peter Wall Institute at UBC for the Wall Exchange on Thursday, October 15th, 2015 at 7:30 p.m. in the Vogue Theater in downtown Vancouver. Reserve your tickets online at pwias.ubc.ca.
I am going deaf when you give me advice. I am going deaf.
bibliothèque.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Good morning, you afternoon. Wow, look at that. Good afternoon.
I think it's the morning still.
You're tuned in now to Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia. I'm Eleanor.
I'm Erica.
And today we have a great show for you. We are joined by a special guest in the studio. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Chandra Mountingtel.
Thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome.
We're going to, we have you here because you're putting on a really cool event at Redgate tonight, and we're going to talk about that.
Uh-huh.
So we started the set off this morning with a brand new track from Moss Lime that was called I Always Get What I Want, and it's from their upcoming album Zoo du Québec, which will be out in December 2015. That was recorded at the Bottle Garden Studio in Montreal. Great CanCon band, Canadian band that we play a lot. So, yeah. How are you doing, Erica?
I'm good. I just biked here really fast.
Nice.
Pretty sure every single one of our shows, there's always me being like, I just ran here really fast, or I biked here really fast. That's normally what it is. But so I'm feeling really sweaty and good right now.
That's good. Well, you're here. We're all here. That's all that matters.
Yeah, it's all that matters.
Cool. All right. Well, as per usual, Erica and I today we'll talk about stuff that's happening this weekend, and it's really cool to have you here, Chandra, because you're putting on something that I'm really excited for, and I think it's going to be a really good show. So, why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, it's tonight. It's a fundraiser for two organizations, the Migrant Offshore Aid Station and Hand in Hand for Syria. And HIC, which is Andrea Lukic, her solo project, and Trash Bait, Tough Customers' first show, Gal Grayson and Stefana Fertilla. And I don't think I missed. That's all of them.
No, I think you hit
them
all.
Yeah, I got them.
Great.
At Redgate at doors at 8 p.m.
Nice. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's the event, if you're looking for it on the internet, is called Refugees Welcome, and all of the money you said is going towards those two organizations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so at what point did you start organizing this event? Like, when were you kind of like, I'm going to do this and put this on?
Because I read the news all morning one morning, and it's pretty upsetting. And then this one thing was talking about the importance of, like, donating to organizations. And I don't really have a lot of money, so I thought, and I have a lot of time. So I was like, I noticed that there wasn't really an event taking place like that. So I was like, well, I don't have a job, so I can organize it. Like, I have the capacity to do that.
Totally.
And I've had help, like Redgate has been really helpful, and Lauren Ray was helping, and Stefana. And Daniel and Katayun were going to come, and Andrea also wanted to be here, but it just like didn't work out. But Katayun wanted me to say that she's 100% refugee.
Wow, there you go.
Good, that's great.
And
statements from people.
Katayun is in the local band Other Jesus, and she's also in this new band now, Tough Customer.
Yeah.
Who else is in that band?
Beth Murtaugh, I think is how you say her last name. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing it. And Caitlin, who plays in Gender Dog, and Ben, I don't know. I don't remember their last names.
Cool. Do you have a feel of, like, what type of music is it?
I don't. I'm really excited to see them play. They're all very talented musicians.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's a big crew of people playing tonight.
Yeah, all people I really like and care about.
That's pretty cool, though, like to be putting on a show in Vancouver. That's where the money is going toward. I guess a lot of shows go toward like art societies or things like that, like the money does, but it's pretty cool to directly relate it to what's going on, because I feel like, not really maybe our scene or whatever, but some people go to party or whatever to forget about things, if that makes sense, or like not read the news, or like, not always, but
yeah,
this
I think
is
that,
kind of a way to be engaged for sure.
Yeah, I think that is the thing.
Yeah. Not saying that's like the thing.
No, no,
but
it's the thing, but I'm sure it has.
Yeah. And so it's cool to think like when going out to something like this, knowing that it's for, yeah, just keeping it in mind and maybe inspiring people to go and look further and to research further. So I think it's really valuable that you're doing it this way. Yeah. So
was it easy for you to find people to play? Was the response pretty positive when you were asking bands?
Yeah, I think everyone was really excited to play, because I think, well, there are several people that are involved in playing tonight who I think that it's like very personal to them, or like experiential, and so, or just like really are happy to have the opportunity to support, because I think it's like very, it can be very confusing or frustrating to hear about things that are seem far removed, but not really know how to be able to engage.
Totally. Yeah, and I think sometimes what happens too is you watch the news or you read the paper and you get overwhelmed, and then it's like, hey, there's nothing I can do will make a difference, so I'm just do nothing, you know, which I'm not exempt from that. That happens to me all the time. So yeah,
one thing you can do if you have been reading the news and you're feeling like you want to do something about this and various other things, you should vote.
That's true. That is very true.
I voted yesterday. They didn't give me a sticker, though. I was wanting to have a sticker on so I could be like,
I voted.
Look, everyone. And also to remind people, obviously. But one way to also exercise your democratic rights is to vote and
look into the different platforms of people and see if they've even acknowledged this issue and see if they have a stance on it.
And some do. So just say it.
Cool. Okay, well, should we listen to a song from somebody who's playing tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to listen to a track by Stefana Fertilla. Did we decide on one? Maybe. Yeah,
what do you want, Chandra?
Let's listen to Edmond Baum.
Cool. That's a great name. Love it. All right. Here's Edmond Baum on Femme Concept on CITR. Thank you. And you are listening now to Femme Concept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. That was the track Sanitation Engineer by the band Trashbait off of their album Live at Black Lab. Before that, it was the song Edmund Baum by Stefana Fertilla off of her album Ephemera, which came out this past summer. And we played both of those songs because both of those artists are playing at the Refugees Welcome fundraiser show happening at Redgate tonight. And today we have Chandra here. I'm bad at saying your name.
Chandra Melting Tallow.
Thank you. Talking about that event with us because she was one of the main organizers of, is one of the main organizers.
Yep.
So we know that Stefana Fertilla and Trashbait are both playing tonight. Who else is playing?
Hick, which is Andrea Lukic, her music solo project, and Tough Customer, which is their first show, and Gal Grayson, and then Daniel Rincon is also DJing.
Cool.
Who is Nap. He goes by the name Nap. Nap.
Mm-hmm. It's a good DJ name.
Yeah, I should have put DJ Nap, but I don't know. I didn't.
There you go. That event is on Facebook. It's happening at Redgate. Mm-hmm. Show starts at?
Doors at 8, 9 p.m. Bands. And then it's $5 to $10.
Cool. And so all of the money that you raise is going towards two organizations, correct?
Yeah, they're two really amazing organizations. One is called the Migrant Offshore Aid Station, and the other one is Hand in Hand for Syria. And they're both doing really amazing work.
What made you choose those two?
I think there's a lot of good organizations. I think those ones are pretty, they're pretty, like, they're doing some really, like, hard work. And mm-hmm. I think, like, there's, like, very, like, strong evidence or, like, I don't know, all of them are, yeah, they're all, like, pretty important, they're all doing important things. But, like, the Migrant Offshore Aid Station, they work at sea, and they do, like, rescue missions with boats in crisis that wow. have refugees that are coming from, like, Syria or Libya or Eritrea, and they provide water and food, emergency medical aid. They supply, like, clothing and all kinds of stuff. I think, like, last year, like, I think over 3,000 people died at sea, and this year it was 1,800. And overall, they've saved approximately 11,000 lives, and they just started in 2014. So they're doing, like, really good work.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the numbers are pretty crazy. Like, and they're actually going to be expanding to be working in Southeast Asia. So it's pretty important that they get as much funding as possible. Mm-hmm. And then Hand in Hand for Syria is a pretty unique and important organization as well. They're one of the very few organizations that work directly in Syria. It's really difficult for aid organizations to be able to work there because a lot of aid workers end up shot or kidnapped. And this one organization is able to work on, like, they can move pretty freely throughout Syria on both sides of the conflict and in besieged areas. They really put their lives out on the line. They have two schools for orphans that are, like, way in, like, undisclosed locations for the safety of the orphans, like, mm-hmm. deep in Syria. And, like, they also provide emergency medical aid and food because a lot of people are – one of the biggest threats right now is, like – the violence, of course, but more so than that, I guess they were saying is malnutrition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, dang. Well, those both sound really important.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool that all the money is going to go towards both of them.
Yeah.
That's awesome. It can be, yeah, I think like kind of like what we were talking about before, but it is easy to feel like too that this stuff is really far away,
mm-hmm.
but that doesn't have to prevent you from doing stuff that can help even if it's a little bit.
Yeah. And I think both organizations, and like there's so many other ones, you can look them up, like they all really need money, and like
mm-hmm.
it's, I think every little bit counts.
Yeah. It can be hard to know though sometimes. With certain ones, I feel like, where the money is going, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta do your homework, I guess, but it sounds like you have.
Yeah, definitely. There's usually with, like, organizations, they'll, like, have it pretty if they're really good, they'll have, like, the transparency of how much of the money is going to the actual work, like migrant aid offshore station. 90% of the donations go towards the actual work, and then I think the other 10% go towards like employment, or I think there are a lot of volunteers and just like, I don't know, what is that word, marketing.
Yeah, it's important, you gotta do a little bit of that too.
The 10% sure. out of like, yeah,
that's not very much. A lot of organizations take like 40 or whatever,
yeah, mm-hmm. for various other things, but
mm-hmm.
that's really great. That's really cool. Just think, your attendance could be contributing to this if you come tonight. So
totally
think about that. That's kind of cool.
$5 Redgate. I haven't been to Redgate in a while.
Nor have I.
It's gonna be good. All right. Well. Yeah. I think that covers most of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is there anything else either of you want to add?
Nope. I don't know. I don't know. I didn't plan it, so I don't. But yeah, it should be good.
Cool. Well, yeah, I definitely encourage you to come out tonight and make your night out have a little a different intention than maybe it normally does. Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you for coming on today.
No problem.
We're going to keep playing some tracks for you. We got about half an hour left. We'll talk about some of the other things going on for the rest of the weekend. And yeah, so I'm going to play a track now by the band Fiverr. They're from Ontario and they are playing at the China Cloud tomorrow night. This is a song called Oh Sienna off of the 2013 album Lost the Plot. Enjoy.
Hello.
One, two, three, four. Restless when you realize you're alone.
And we're back.
Yo. Yo. You're listening to Femme Concept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM off of the unceded Musqueam territory of the Coast Salish people. My name is Erica.
I'm Eleanor.
You already heard us introduce ourselves, but we're going to do it again because, you know, maybe you just tuned in. Who knows? I don't know. For sure. For sure, I don't know.
Sure.
What did we just hear there, Els?
We heard a song called Going Somewhere by the band Fern Mayo, and they're from Brooklyn. Great little band. I just found them. I liked it a lot. I liked their album a lot. It's called Happy Forever EP.
That's good. Pretty chill. Positive message.
And before that, it was the song Chinatown, but it was a demo.
By Girlpool. Mm-hmm. They're so cute.
Mm-hmm. It's just two of them.
I was looking on, I typed them in on Google search engine spot, and on the right it said like, I forget their names. One of them has a really interesting
Harmony name. And Cleo.
Yeah, and then it was like Cleo plays this and Harmony plays this. I'm not sure what either of them play, but and then it was like, this band has no drummer. I was like, one of the other, like,
yeah,
bio.
Well, yeah, it's just, it's one of them plays guitar, one of them plays bass.
No, I know, but just like, it's funny to include that. It's like, do we have to say that?
No drummer. Just yeah, so people
this band
are
has
aware.
No drummer. Just in case if you're listening to it and you're like, those drums that don't exist. Oh, yeah, right. This band has no drummer.
Oh,
it's
man.
Pretty jokes.
If you buy that song for $2 off of their Bandcamp, that money goes towards a fundraiser for the DIY space Silent Barn, which is in New York. Kind of far away, but still apparently a cool space. And Girlpool like it enough to make the proceeds from this demo go towards that. So that's cool. Earlier on the show, we had Chandra talking about the Refugees Welcome event happening at the Red Gate tonight. It's going to be a good one. Stefano Fertilla, Trash Bait, Gal Grayson, lots of other people. So you can go check that out. What else is happening this weekend, Erica?
It's Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So that means turkey. But if you're vegetarian, it means tofurkey. Or if you don't like tofurkey, it's nasty. You can have stuffing. You can have cranberry sauce. You can have mashed potatoes. You can have your friends over at your house and express thanks for things. Also, tomorrow night, there's a show. There's Heinz, which are a band of four people from Madrid, Spain. And then it's Ariel Pink and the Black Lips as well, all playing one show together. So it's going to be pretty hype. Like on the old F-Book machine, there's like 1,000+ people going
really?
Or something. Something, or like, oof. Maybe I'm talking... Maybe that's maybe that's false. Could be like 500 or 600, but definitely like not few people. So, but that also makes sense because they're hype. But Heinz are super fun. I feel like Eleanor and I are in a band. I'm not trying to self-promote or anything, but how they write songs definitely inspires me and how I would like to write songs. I don't really write like surf rocky songs like they do.
Mm-hmm.
But I find them to be a strong source of inspiration. So Eleanor and I get the lucky chance to actually chat with them tomorrow. And we'll be bringing that back to Femme Concept next week. So yeah, it'll be really fun.
Yeah. I'm so stoked to see them. They look like they're having a better time than everyone else.
Like everyone else who's playing festivals or like playing music generally. Like they look like, and this is off of like Instagram and social media stuff, but they just look like they're just super stoked, fun people that are just having a great time touring and just doing stuff and making tunes, and kind of looks like they're living the dream in my opinion. So
yeah.
We're
going to listen now to Heinz after we've hyped them up to you. We're going to play the track Chili Town.
Yay.
It's off of their album that I think just came out called The Very Best of Heinz So Far.
Great. Oh no, that didn't just came out because it's like a compilation of like they only have like in total.
Oh, you're right.
Like 6 recorded songs.
Yes, but they are putting out a new album, I think. Mm-hmm. But
they wrote one
called something else
when they were like home from tour for like a month. They wrote
prolific.
Yeah, they wrote an album, and I'm not sure exactly when it's coming out, but. It's pretty cool. Like, you have like 6 songs recorded and you're touring all over the world. Like, I just wonder how that occurs. I guess we'll find out.
All right.
And the song is called Chili Town.
My mind collecting my fake. You're out of time now. alive, I mix with life. My life is always like forever yours, right?
Country is run, then get out and vote. Are you a UBC student? Do you live on campus? Then your AMS is a great and easy way for you to do that. Both advanced voting on October 9th to 12th and general election day voting on the 19th will be taking place right here on campus. It's fast and easy. No need to pre-register. Just show up with your ID and proof of residence. Visit www.championthevote.ca for all the details.
CITR presents The Internet, a modern soul collective straight out of LA, featuring Sid the Kid and Matt Martians. Catch them Saturday, October 31st at the Alexander Gastown. Tickets available at Red Cat, Zulu, Beat Street, Dipped, and TimberConcerts.com.
Shine On is an eclectic mix of the latest, greatest tunes from the Vancouver Underground and beyond, connected through a different theme each week. Join me, your host Shay, every Tuesday from 1 to 2 p.m. for a groovy musical experience.
All right. We have reached the end. This has been Femme Concept here on CITR 101.9 FM with your hosts, Eleanor.
And Erica.
We just listened to the track Ballin' Chain, as in ballin', like swag. Like that's a like ballin' chain. Chain.
Yeah, yeah.
That was by the band Dilly Dally from New York off of their most recent excellent album, Melt. And before that, we heard the track Chili Town by Heinz, who are playing tomorrow night at the Rickshaw Theater with Ariel Pink and the Black Lips. Stay tuned in. You have Radio Zero coming up next, followed by Nardwar the Human Serviette, and then the news.
Whee!
And we'll be back when, Erica?
We'll be back next Friday at 1.
Yes.
I will try not to be late this time.
I'm going to hold you to that.
It's recorded now, so I guess
you have to do it.
Gah. I'll probably be running in fresh bike, and that's when my mind is at its best performance.
Peak,
so
for sure.
There you go. Lucky you.
Word. All right, we're going to close out the show with a track from the Edmonton-based band Simfan, and this song is called Spot. I hope everybody has a fantastic and wild weekend.